Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Pappert, your host. In the beginning of the last hour, we were talking about Ed Buck, who has now been arrested after three men that we know of have reportedly overdosed after he allegedly injected crystal meth into their body. One victim says he does it so he can feed off the energy of young black men who are in distress. For this segment, maybe the next few, we're going to have Patrick Halley with us. Patrick Halley is a reporter for Epic Times, as well as my website, National File. Patrick has previously been at Breitbart, Big League Politics, Daily Caller. He is a heavy hitter when it comes to these topics. One of my favorite people, at Halley Reporter on Twitter. Make sure you follow him. Patrick was instrumental in breaking down everything that happened with NXIVM, the famous sex cult that was really a human trafficking cult. Patrick also was instrumental in helping the world understand what was going on with Jeffrey Epstein. So I thought, who better to bring into this conversation? Patrick, I know you're familiar with what happened with Ed Buck. What do you consider his arrest? What do you view this as? Is this a step in the right direction?
Well, you would think so. I mean, you would think he would have been arrested after the first black man died at his home, after being overdosing after being injected with crystal meth. You would have thought he would have been arrested after the second black man died at his home. Now, this third man did not die. He survived. However, this is enough to get Ed Buck charged with battery causing serious injury, administering meth, and maintaining a drug house. So he is finally being brought to justice. These are felony counts. He is, of course, a Hillary Clinton donor and a very close friend of the Clintons. And so this is yet another person who's in the Clinton nexus, who has been accused in a civil suit of human trafficking, who is obviously preying on black men and, you know, taking pleasure and delight in their suffering and their misery. This is something we often see from elitists who are involved in human trafficking who are connected to the Clintons. They thrive on the suffering of their victims.
Now, you brought up a really important connection there, because it does seem as if they are all connected to the Clintons in some way, shape, or form. We, of course, had Jeffrey Epstein intimately acquainted with the Clintons. We had the NXIVM human trafficking sex cults, where they were giving illegal donations to Clinton in 2008. And now we have Ed Buck, who is their super donor. So is this, in your view, is this just a commonality between elites?
Well, it's a network, and it's a network of people who are all connected with one another. And so the Trump administration, and also me as an investigative reporter, have been going after these so-called placeholder cases. Jeffrey Epstein was one of those placeholder cases. However, they killed Jeffrey Epstein, where he committed suicide. And so, you know, he's not going to then turn on the people like Ghislaine Maxwell, who he was involved with. It's interesting to note that Keith Raniere of NXIVM, his sentencing is now delayed until 2020. That gives him a lot more time to talk. And so my appeal to the prison guards who are guarding Keith Raniere right now is, please don't pull an Epstein. Keep this man safe, okay, not for his sake, but for our sake, because this guy was being funded by the Bronfmans. The cult was illegally bundling money for Hillary Clinton. Kirsten Gillibrand's family was in the child trafficking cult. They were running human experiment daycares in Guatemala and Mexico, grooming little kids, giving them fake visas to get them up over the border. And Claire Bronfman's brother even owned the land where the child sex bunker was found in New Mexico.
Wow.
So you can see the whole map of human trafficking as it comes up from Central America over the border. And then these kids get pumped into situations where they are the victims of satanic pedophile human traffickers. That is the issue of our times. That's the power structure of our world right now. And they can't kill every Jeffrey Epstein, because all this truth is cascading out into the open.
I think you're exactly right. We are winning this thing, whether they like it or not. Patrick, we've got to take a short commercial break here in about 30 seconds. When we get back, I want to pick your brain about why is it that they're always going after, I mean, we had NXIVM going after almost exclusively Hispanic children. We had Epstein who went after a certain subset. We have Ed Buck who goes after young black men. It's very bizarre and very interrelated. As you said, it is absolutely a network. I'm Tom Papert filling in for Alex Jones today. He will be back in studio, hopefully, later this afternoon. You are watching The Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with Patrick Halley after this short break.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert filling in for Alex today. It's an honor to be here with my very, very important guest, Patrick Halley. He's at Halley Reporter on Twitter, and he is by and large the most devastatingly effective journalist when it comes to breaking apart these sex rings, sex cults, alleged drug dens. So, Patrick, we were talking a little bit in the last few seconds of the last segment. They always seem to go after very specific subsets of the population. And this is from one of the alleged victims of Ed Buck who made it out, who fled the apartment and never returned. This was a homeless young black man who had been on the street. He was allegedly paid $200 by Buck to spend the night with him. And this is one of the quotes that he gave the media. He said, "I'm his type, and pretty much half the black community is his type. Vulnerable, depressed. If you're in a depressive state, that's the energy that feeds him. That's the energy that feeds him." I think that is the most startling and shocking line I've read this year. Talk a little bit, if you could, about how these people, do you agree they feed off energy? That's what we had with Epstein. That's what we had with NXIVM. And now that's what we allegedly have with Ed Buck. Do you agree with that?
Yes, they feed off of misery, they feed off of adrenaline, but they feed off of negative energy. And if you are somebody who is a marginalized person, then you are at risk. Look at Child Protective Services. It was Hillary Clinton, through her husband, signing the Adoption and Safe Families Act in 1997 that created financial incentives to take kids out of their homes, put them in foster care, and now the State Department confirms that they're being child sex trafficked. And so that happened because of the Clintons. There is now an entire industry all over the country of kids who are being sex trafficked through Child Protective Services. The Clintons put that in place. The Clintons have been at the center of human trafficking for the last 20 or 30 years. And we are seeing everybody who's connected with them now during the Trump years, being a target. Church of Scientology is being sued for human trafficking. Church of Scientology has a very powerful lobbying shop in D.C. Their lobbyist, Greg Mitchell, you can find photos of him with Hillary Clinton. You can go to the L. Ron Hubbard House in DuPont Circle, as I've been. I took a VIP tour during the election, and you can see very clearly that this occult elitist network is operating all over the country and all over the world, and they're not messing around. And so this really is a war for humanity.
Patrick, you've been covering something, and this is very related, that I honestly do not know if this has been important. This is very important information. The CPS scandals that you have been single-handedly breaking at Epic Times and National File. Very, very important stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about this? Because some people don't understand that CPS, these are not necessarily great families that the government is ripping children out of their birth parents and giving them to. So explain to us the work you've been doing here lately.
I broke the story of massive child prostitution that's going on in the California CPS. That's not exclusive to California. It's happening all over the country. The state of California doesn't even put out an Amber Alert if kids go missing from foster care. All of the kids are officially labeled as runaways so that no Amber Alert has to go out. And the reason is that they leave for a short period of time and they engage in prostitution and they get 20 Johns at a time and they get paid and their pimps get paid and then they get returned to foster care. And this is what they do on the weekends. This is what they do for days at a time. This is happening all over the country. The Clintons created this system in 1997 by signing an act that pays foster parents, that allows everybody in the CPS system to get paid if they take the kids out of the parents' houses. And I'm coming out with an article today that's a real bombshell showing how in Oregon, parents who are conservatives, Christians, and Trump supporters are being targeted with fake CPS reports. Antifa is doing this. Antifa is making fake CPS reports against Trump-supporting parents and weaponizing this agency, knowing that every single time CPS goes into a parent's house, they have a financial incentive to take the kids away, and they're going to look for any excuse to do it.
That is horrifying information, but it doesn't really surprise us. So let's just recap here. We have people like Ed Buck who are giving money to Hillary Clinton, allegedly drugging and allegedly killing young black men. We have people like Jeffrey Epstein, close personal friend of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. I mean, we know how many times he flew on the Lolita Express. We think that he's been to the infamous pedophile island. We have NXIVM, which gave money to the Clintons. And now we have the Clintons essentially building a system that allows children to be prostituted. Patrick, what can be done to right this ship with CPS? What can be done here?
Well, look, the Clintons are the mafia bosses. However, they're not the top bosses. I mean, if you look at the networks here and you realize that Ghislaine Maxwell, who is Jeffrey Epstein's handler, her father was business partners with Charles Bronfman of the Bronfman family of NXIVM fame. Jeffrey Epstein himself was the tax mitigation advisor to Edgar Bronfman, Claire Bronfman's father, when he was at Bear Stearns. Their relationship goes back to the 70s. These people all know each other. They hang out on Richard Branson's island. They hang out on Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island. They have networks, and they thought they were untouchable for a long time. That's why NXIVM was hiding in plain sight until a whistleblower named Frank Perlato came to me and we started busting this thing up and exposing the connections. And what they're doing very clearly is they're doing satanic rituals. They're bringing kids in as sex slaves and they're performing satanic rituals and they're using them for horrible, horrible things. But it's not just sex. It's not just for their own sexual gratification. It's also for occult rituals that they're performing. And it's also for blackmail. As we know from the Jeffrey Epstein case, world leaders were being blackmailed for the things that they were engaging in that were all on videotape being surveilled. And once these people do horrible things and they're politicians and they're connected to so many other people in politics, then they're owned. And they're 100% owned. That photo you just showed was Ghislaine Maxwell at an In-N-Out Burger in Los Angeles taunting the press by reading a book about the life and death of CIA agents right after Jeffrey Epstein's death. These people are clowns. They're all connected to intelligence. And so it becomes harder to go after them, but we have to keep going after these placeholder cases. And so yet again, my appeal to Keith Raniere's prison guards is keep that guy safe, do your job, don't take a bribe, don't leave the gate open and look the other way, because this guy very well could flip and make a deal, and that would change human history.
I think you're absolutely right about that. And a lot of us were hoping that that would happen with Epstein. Of course, it didn't happen. Now, in the next segment, I want to get into what is being done by the Trump administration, which there are some faults with the Trump administration, but going after child sex trafficking is not one of them. But for the couple minutes we have left, I want to just get your thoughts on how high up Ed Buck is, and is there a potential for an Epstein-Raniere type of situation with Ed Buck?
Oh, absolutely. Ed Buck has been one of the biggest institutional Democrat donors for a long time. He's at a Tom Steyer level. And, you know, it's interesting to look into Tom Steyer. What was he talking about in some of those Podesta emails? He showed up in Podesta emails.
That's right.
These people are all linked to one another. And so the thing is, if any one of them goes down or becomes compromised or decides to flip, then the whole thing comes down. And that's why you see so many of these people dying, like Jeffrey Epstein, because there is a system of accountability where if they think someone's going to flip, then that person ends up dead. And this often happens in Clinton world. And there are stories you never even hear about. There's Harold H.L. Moody, who is a program coordinator at Pulaski County Youth Services in Little Rock, Arkansas. He was also the communications director for the Arkansas Democrat Party during the 2016 election, a close friend of Hillary Clinton. And he was arrested. He was in a child porn chat room, and he was showing baby rape videos. And he even said to his fellow people in this chat room, "I've heard of white privilege, but not perv privilege. I'm not the jukebox at Waffle House. I don't play on demand." This guy was arrested. It was completely blacked out in the press. Nobody has heard about this. Harold H.L. Moody. Wow. The Clintons even put their health initiative through the Clinton Foundation in Pulaski County. They gave an award to the head of Pulaski County Youth Services, where this man was employed, where he was smoking meth at his desk. And there was another case where a guy who worked there was arrested for raping a 14-year-old boy. This is a human trafficking operation. I'm not scared about getting killed. If they kill me, I'll go meet my maker. I'm going to use every moment that I have in order to get as much information about this out there to people.
Well, and Patrick, we're friends. I know for a fact that you are in a good state of mind. You're a happy, healthy individual. And if anything were to happen, it would be suspicious. When we come back, we're going to talk about exactly what the Trump administration is doing, because by and large, they're going after these people more than we've seen ever before. That's one of the many great things about the Trump administration. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert. We'll be back after this break.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex today. He just did a very important podcast with a very high-profile person. I'm looking forward to seeing that drop. We have Patrick Halley with us via Skype. He's going to tell us what the Trump administration is doing to fight back against these child trafficking cults. But first, we do have to take a moment here. I'm just being completely honest, folks. I am a big supporter of InfoWarsStore.com, and it is very rare that you can get up to 75% off on dozens of products at InfoWarsStore.com. And this deal, again, I have no idea how Alex makes these things happen, but I'm guessing this is going to end very soon. Alex and I have had these conversations. He is trying to expand as rapidly as humanly possible. And this is in the face of such insane censorship that nothing like this has ever been seen before. There has never been censorship like what has happened to Alex Jones. I mean, on Facebook, you're not allowed to say the man's name. In fact, for a couple hours, about a month ago, Facebook would actually let you plot Alex Jones' death. You could assassinate Alex Jones on Facebook. Facebook was saying you could break the law, essentially. They changed it back, though. It's okay. But 75% off the new Total Gut Health Combo Pack with seven powerful formulas, 75% off. There's 50% off Super Male Vitality, and you get a free bottle of Ultimate Female Force, 63% off the best-selling Myco ZX Plus Fungus and Yeast Support, 50% off Ultra 12 Vitamin B12, 60% off the Super Blue Immune Gargle. If you travel, I cannot stress this stuff enough. Silver works. Silver is one of the best things you can do for immune support. 50% off bodies, many, many other. This is your opportunity to stock up while the deals are this deep at InfoWarsStore.com. I cannot suggest it enough, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so we have Patrick Halley here with us via Skype. Patrick is a reporter for NationalFile.com as well as the Epic Times. And again, congratulations, Patrick. That is a fantastic place for these stories to be disseminated. Patrick, you are a big proponent of President Trump because, by and large, he is one of the few people who is fighting back against this Clinton-aligned mess of cults and everything else. So, Patrick, tell us, what is the Trump administration doing? Are they doing enough, and what are they doing to fight back against this?
Trump's been fighting this for years, and it remains to be seen whether they're doing enough, because we're going to have to see the results. That's all that really matters in human history. I will tell you that on October 1st, the Family First Act goes into effect. President Donald Trump last year quietly slipped this in as an addition on the bottom of a short-term spending bill. Knowing that Congress had to pass a short-term spending bill, Trump secretly put something into that bill called the Family First Act, which passed into law without anyone knowing. And what it does is it de-incentivizes taking kids out of their houses and putting them into foster care and then adopting them. I heard from a man yesterday in Oklahoma who said that he had just lost his kids. He was a cook at Chili's. He had a heart episode at work. They didn't file an official report to say what happened, that he had a heart episode, because the manager was an illegal alien and didn't want an official report. That put him into the CPS system. And after 15 months, There was no choice. The kids get adopted out. So his family's gone. He said, why am I even an American at this point? I don't have a family. I don't have a job. I don't have any constitutional rights. That's what's happened ever since these financial incentives were put in place in 1997 for Child Protective Services to human traffic kids. So on October 1st, Trump on a state-by-state level is going to start taking some of those financial incentives away. On October 4th, the Trump administration is holding an emergency meeting on the same day that parents are rallying at the state capitol in Sacramento. And the Trump administration is going to discuss an emergency response to the child sex trafficking epidemic. The State Department under Mike Pompeo has already confirmed that the foster care system is the breeding ground of human trafficking. 80% of kids in this country who are child sex trafficked came through the foster care system, or they're migrants who are coming up over the border. So the Trump administration is being forced, and I mean, Trump has been doing this for years, but his administration now is being forced to actually do something about it because of the constant public outcry and the reporting of all the facts that are coming out about what's really going on. This is human slavery, and there's no freedom in this country as long as this is going on. So let's not pretend like we still live in the country of freedom and liberty and the Constitution still means anything if the government is coming by and taking kids out of your house and sex trafficking them. That's the worst thing that can happen.
So, Patrick, we've got a few minutes left here, and I kind of want to thread some of this together because we know that the girls, the women, it's mostly children who come in from Central America, something like 86% of them are raped as they come into the United States illegally. We also know, thanks in no small part to your reporting, I cannot suggest high enough that people go follow at Halley Reporter on Twitter where he puts out his information first, but we now know, again, thanks to you, that NXIVM was bringing in illegal immigrant teenage girls and telling them that they are essential slaves. They have no freedom. So how does stopping illegal immigration, and President Trump is building the wall with all of the roadblocks that he's encountered, it is still going up, he is still working, I mean, he's forced Mexico to stop some of these crossings. How does this tie together illegal immigration and human trafficking?
The media's outcry over separating children from their parents at the border is all predicated on a diversion. Everything they tried to do, they hide it in plain sight. Now, the Democrats were colluding with Russia on Uranium One, and so they created a public spectacle about Trump being allied with Russia. What's going on is that they're trafficking these kids up using human traffickers, and most of the parents are not actually related to the kids. So if they create as much of a spectacle in the media and as much outrage about supposedly separating these kids from their parents, they can conceal the fact that they're not actually the parents. When Trump put in this DNA testing at the border to give the people a cheek swab and do rapid DNA testing at the border, they found immediately 30% of the parents who were taking the kids over the border were not actually the parents. They were frauds. Some of them even turned around before the DNA test and admitted to this and went back to Guatemala. So the ACLU and CNN are now fighting the DNA testing. Well, why? I mean, wouldn't you want to know if these are real parents who are related to the kids? It's all a joke. They're on the side of human trafficking. They don't want it to be exposed that these are human traffickers. And so they're trying to hide this barbaric practice in plain sight by diverting and making people think that the Trump administration has some kind of fascist policy at the border.
Patrick, you are absolutely on fire, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on. We've got about a minute left here. Would you please tell us, again, I know it's at Halley Reporter. Maybe tell us how to spell your name. Tell us where people can watch you, where people can find you, where people can find your work.
At Howley Reporter, H-O-W-L-E-Y, Howley Reporter, and please go there. And, you know, I'm going to have another big article for the Epoch Times later today about the political targeting, about how there are fake CPS reports being filed because the left wing knows that they can use this fraudulent agency, CPS, to weaponize against Trump supporters. And so that's what we're dealing with. Every Trump supporter is on the front lines. We've got to stick together, and we've got to stay vigilant going into this election, and I think that President Donald Trump probably will win so long as we don't have some kind of big event put forth by the globalists before Election Day.
God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on the Alex Jones Show. That was, again, Patrick Halley at Halley Reporter. I hope he comes back real soon. I'm Tom Pappert. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex should be back. We'll find out if he's up to coming in studio in the next half hour. Thank you all so much for watching this very important broadcast. We will be back after this break.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted, and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Extendivite with Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
For my whole life, I didn't know if I even really existed.
Is this a joke to you?
Murray, one small thing.
Yeah.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
And the criminals are running the asylum that they want to have a blood feast on us like they had in communist China, 60-plus million, and Soviet Russia, 50-plus million, and Hitler, 40-plus million, total dead, including 20 million Germans. If you want to be part of this blood feast, you're invited to dinner, but on the table like a suckling hog.
October 4th, mark your calendars. That's the date we're all told by Hollywood and the corporate media, breathlessly, that Joaquin Phoenix's greatest role, it won at Venice in France, the Joker. It's coming out, and the critics that have seen it in the screenings, they say that the mere mortals can't even understand the plot. Because it's so sophisticated. It's so incredible. Well, let me give you a spoiler alert. There's nothing sophisticated about the film. I've been given a full synopsis by contacts I have inside that vampire kingdom known as L.A. And it matches with the leaks and reviews I've seen. I'm about to tell you exactly what happens in the movie and why it's being put out now, and what its real message is to the public.
You know why they call him the Joker? Because it's a big joke to them that they're poisoning your water supply, and that your children are deformed and get cancer when they're 10 years old. Because it's a big joke to the New World Order, all the things they're doing to you, and how childlike you are.
Modern psychology and psychiatry is a new priesthood. It's only been around 200 years or so. But from my research, Carl Jung and Joseph Campbell and others have the best take on psychology as a lens, a thought system to see the world through. But it doesn't mean it's God, doesn't mean it has all the answers. And Hollywood and the entire psychological system has admittedly been used for more than 70 years to shape the minds and attitudes of not just the people in America, but the people of the world. Carl Jung talked about archetypes, and the Joker is in the tarot deck. It's also in a deck of bicycle playing cards. Well, who is the Joker in archetype? He's a clown. He's a servant of the king, but he's allowed to speak his mind and entertain, but also play tricks. The exaggerated red lips and smiling teeth are not the smile of a friend. No, it's the smile of a great white shark coming out of the water and attacking its prey. It's the smile of a lion or a tiger when it pulls back its lips to bite into you or your wife or your child. It's the leering face of a pack of wild wolves chasing you through the woods. So at a primitive level, the Joker is a man-beast. He is possessed. He is filled with a demonic intelligence that only the wild can give him, because he's let himself go of any inhibition. The Joker is a human that has given himself over to the knowledge of evil, that has empowered himself to do things others will not do. At least that's what your run-of-the-mill devil worshiper or Luciferian or Aleister Crowleyite will tell you. The truth is, the Joker is a loser. People that buy into the archetype end up destroying themselves and a bunch of other people usually along the way with them. But in the DC universe, the last 70 years, he's Arthur Fleck. Now, the filmmakers tell you over and over again, this is not the Joker of comic books. Oh, no, this is entirely new and something really deep and special. Well, the truth is, the original Joker is an archetype of a very evil, wicked person who only cares about themselves and wants to overthrow God's existing order and create a hell on earth that he controls. We saw that during the French Revolution, which was admittedly carried out by Luciferians who wanted to overthrow civilization and even the family and set up hell on earth with themselves in charge. Oh, and many of those pushing the French Revolution and other similar communist revolutions that came out of it, in many cases, would dress up when they went out to commit murders like clowns. And that's really the true genius of the original comic book creators, the people that made them popular, like Stan Lee. They understood that they could take already existing characters that were real in the world and then take them and exaggerate them, put them on paper and on the big screen. Just as Greek gods were simply a hyped up version of traits that the Greeks saw in people, Hollywood has done the same thing today. Now let's get into the new Joker film itself. This individual lives with his mommy in her basement. He has Tourette's syndrome and laughs and makes weird noises at inopportune times and gets beat up. He's disempowered. His life is hellish. The critics tell him that he sucks. Well, isn't this Hollywood itself down 40% at the box office, collapsing? Every other person's a comic. No one actually wants to work or raise a family. So this is that, again, archetype of the communist or of the Jacobin, of the French Revolution, that none of us are going to work. None of us are going to get jobs. And the only way we're going to ever be successful is if we overthrow the big corrupt system that is Gotham. And we go out and show them that we can be more evil than the system itself, that we can mastermind and engineer and organize all these other people to carry out crimes. But like a sick, twisted Robin of Locksley or Robin Hood, they do it to people, in many cases, that actually deserve it, because the stagnant system needs to be burned down and rebuilt. And who better to do it than the Joker? If you go back to the original days of the DC Universe with the Joker in the 50s and 60s, we see someone who really enjoys poisoning the population, putting things into the water, the food or cosmetics or air, that only when you come into contact with both of them does it actually hurt or kill you.
Smiley.
What is this?
Love that Joker.
Uh-oh. You don't look happy. He's been using Brand X. Joker brand. I get a grin. Again and again.
Now, I wonder where all those famous writers of the comic books got an idea like that. Because back at the time, in the 40s and 50s, it was a big debate about how the Soviets and the Nazis put fluoride in the water to dumb people down, lower their fertility, and make them more easily manageable.
And so that's why the joke is on you. And that's why it's going to continue going on week after week. Month after month, year after year, the joke's on you. What's scary? Somebody in some clown makeup? Because that can get your attention. That freaks you out at a primitive level. Nightmares out of your subconscious. But you're not afraid of some gentlemanly, middle-aged man who sits there talking with a sweet, calm voice, but tremulating with power and dark ghosts of death. When they write in eco-science, the National Science Czar's own government policy book, how they're poisoning your water supply, how they'll take all children at birth and raise them in government dormitories and do medical experiments on them, and how they'll bring in total charity and put implants in your body to control every facet. You know what's funny? Even though this book's free online at major university websites, you little bastards out there are going to go watch your TV and your movies, and you're going to sit there and laugh at me right now and not check any of it out.
Hollywood would love for you to believe that this is some new angle they've come up with, but no, it's not. It's the angle they're obsessed with. It's why they can't come up with new ideas, because they don't want to.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Joker in a moment, but first let's go back to Dark Knight Rises with Bane and his whole French Revolution outfit and fire rises and we're bringing down society and oh, it's so edgy. I went and saw the movie and said, it's a communist Jacobin French Revolution push. What the left wants. And then later I read a review where the director, after it had been out a few months, said that was the whole point. This is incredibly transparent. The French Revolution in mainline history books was carried out by the Illuminati set up by Adam Weishaupt in Germany. That was their model. They tried to hijack our revolution. George Washington wrote a bunch of letters that are in the National Archives. Here's one on screen, talking about how this Luciferian cult of devil worshippers was trying to hijack our revolution. At first, Thomas Jefferson thought they were good, went over there, and they almost killed him. If you want to understand the new Joker film, understand Charlie Manson in the late 1960s going and killing Sharon Tate and cutting a baby out of her womb and then trying to blame it on black people to trigger a race war. And he said he wanted a race war and that he had worked with the CIA. And it turned out he had worked with them in MKUltra. Show had Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber. That's LA Times, Associated Press, Washington Post. But we're supposed to forget all of this. And now Hollywood admits they're trying to cause a civil war by confiscating firearms, by creating racial tension, by staging events like Jussie Smollett got caught doing, and hundreds of others where they've been caught, and still hundreds of others where they have still gotten away with it. The system wants you to be a victim. They want to glorify people that are seen as victims. They want to glorify mental illness and are creating new ones all the time. And you see the Joker, he has Tourette's syndrome. He's a loser. He lives in his mommy's basement. And when you read the WikiLeaks from Hillary Clinton, she's talking trash about how her supporters live in their mother's basements, are all baristas, and want more money from her, but she can't deliver it to them, but she's got to lie to them. And that's what this film is all about. 90% of the college educations are worthless. They're designed to be worthless. You're going and paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for something where the job and the industry doesn't exist. But then they tell you, oh, the conservatives have stopped us, the nationalists, the capitalists, from bringing in this utopia where you're going to have jobs managing everything. But because they haven't gone along with this, the managed economy, the carbon taxes, the social workers running everybody's families, we're going to have a violent overthrow and a tearing down of civilization to be able to carry this out. And then we'll have the utopia. Same thing we heard from Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, Mao. But all it created was a nightmare for the general public that killed hundreds of millions of people and started giant wars. But you see, that's the whole point of this priesthood, the priest of power. George Orwell, Eric Blair, who actually worked for MI6, before that OSS, worked in the Ministry of Truth for real at BBC, wrote 1984 about the real world they were going to build. He is O'Brien and Winston in the book. He wrote essays admitting it. And O'Brien tells him, Winston, we're here to trample people and be trampled. We're here to make society ugly. We're here to end the family and tear down everything and finally just kill all humans on earth. We are the post-human movement. We are Satan. We kill, steal, and destroy. And now you turn on NBC. You look at the London Guardian. It's everywhere. The post-human world, how ugly humans are, how bad we are. So the very people telling the dumbed-down, poisoned, brainwashed masses who went into debt for worthless educations that it's all the fault of Christians and nationalists and conservatives and that they've got to overthrow things to have a future. That is the very Hollywood, megabank, Chi-Com backed and owned system pumping cultural poison into this nation to cause a massive collapse of civilization, like they call for in Clark and Piven strategies, to then usher in their system of total control and authoritarianism. And that's the model. And that's why you see all the films about race war and death and destruction and the downtrodden going out and conducting mass shootings and mass killings. And all the studies show that mass shootings are literally triggered when the media hypes them up and mentally ill people on medications that on the inserts admit they cause people to commit suicide or murder others. But oh, they've all been given liability protection. This is an admitted plan by ultra-rich running multinational corporations allied with the EU, the Chi-Coms, and radical Islam and others on record to destabilize the Western world in the Renaissance and overthrow it and bring in this tyranny, all in the name of human empowerment. They are the bullies. The Joker is the bully. The power structure and the system is laughing at everyone and dangling in front of them the promise of something great and free health care and free school and free money and free jobs and free housing and free everything if you'll just sign on to their revolution. But in the end, all you get is death and destruction. Here's the good news. These jokers would have you believe they're the most powerful card in the deck. But when you know they're the joker, when you know they're scammers, when you know that they're trying to enslave you by creating a crisis they control and then a solution that they offer with the Hegelian dialectic, they have no more power. Because the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, the ace of spades is knowledge and historical understanding and a good, loving heart towards others, but also the will to stand against these bullies, these jokers, and let them know you're not going to submit to them. All they are is a scarecrow, ladies and gentlemen, trying to keep you from taking your destiny of being a free human being. And they put all these sad, pathetic people into these systems and suck their future and suck their dreams away. And then offer them fiery communist revolution as a way to be empowered. And every time the fools that do this end up being the first who are killed by their masters. The Joker wants to destroy Gotham, bring it down, teach him a lesson. Well, Bill Maher's up there saying, crash the economy to teach Americans not to support Trump. The private Federal Reserve is trying to crash the economy to teach us Americans that populism and love in our country is not good. It's incredible what real-world terrorists, real-world jokers and banes these individuals are. And Hollywood thinks you're so stupid, they're throwing it all in your face and saying, oh, it's so complex, you can't understand it. I was watching Bird Box for 10 minutes. It could see it was some signal over the cell phones making people kill themselves, just like the Kingsman. They're telling you what they're doing to you. They're telling you how they're poisoning the water. They're telling you how they're dumbing you down. I want to be clear. Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor. I wish him, the directors, no harm. But they're just carrying out an agenda, a replay of the same thing that we're shown over and over and over again. The truth is, it's not cool to be a violent revolutionary trying to overthrow families and overthrow culture and overthrow society so you can build something ugly on top of it and then act like you're actually a rebel. You don't have to kill. You don't have to become satanic to have power. You don't have to go out and do horrible things to be somebody and show the world, show the bullies that you're not going to put up with it. But that's what the left does. They teach their minions in the colleges while they're giving them worthless degrees that you're all victims. And then when there's nobody really victimizing them, they go, oh, well, there's microaggressions. So you've got to go out and take over society. You've got to brainwash people's children. You've got to get control of education so that these evils don't happen to you anymore. And really, you're just a bunch of idiots following the Joker and his operation. Well, the age of the Joker is coming to an end. But Hollywood sees the Joker as their identity. And that's why they put him up there and celebrate him, because that's their archetype. The con man, the scam artist, the pedophile, the serial killer, the Hitler, the Stalin, the Mao. You can take the ace of spades in your hand anytime you want and start being a straight and strong and truthful person and standing up to build a better, safer, good community and rediscovering the values that made America the greatest nation in the history of the world.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWars, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah! Oh my goodness, poor white people, please, oh my, stop.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.